It is not just the U.S. that is slow in rolling out its coronavirus vaccinations. Politicians across the globe are promising mass vaccination campaigns will see our lives return to normal, but vaccination efforts are rolling out slower than promised, raising doubts about an imminent way out of the crisis. In nations where vaccines have been authorized, criticism is mounting over shortages and delays to getting shots into people's arms. And solutions have been devised to stretch supplies, from administering half doses to spreading out the time between the two doses. Those have raised concerns from some experts. We even learned that Joe Biden is scolding his incoming COVID transition and task force that is also appearing to not get a handle on the problem of slow vaccines. We talk about the rollout here in the U.S. with Health Affairs Editor-in-Chief Alan Weil.
The rollout is disappointingly slow. There had been a goal of 20 million vaccinations before year end. We didn't even hit a fifth of that. The logistics of vaccination are complex. We put all of our energy into the scientific discovery, which was at an incredible pace. But the logistics of distribution, figuring out how to get it to the right place, how to make sure that people know who is eligible to get the first doses, to set up locations where those doses can be administered. Very little of that planning occurred. The federal government has taken largely a hands-off role, and the states are tapped out dealing with the disease itself and other responsibilities. Federal support for the state efforts has been very small financially, only increased in the waning days of 2020, and that money hasn't gotten out the door yet. Someday we'll look back on this. The pace will pick up. There's no doubt. The problems that we're experiencing will get worked out. If we weren't losing 3,000 Americans a day, a week or two of delay here would be sort of an inconvenience. But at this point, this is really a life-threatening problem. The fact that we don't have this right is costing hundreds, if not thousands, of lives.
Those who work in the nursing home facilities, in hospitals, a large number of healthcare workers, frontline workers, don't seem interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine. What explanation do we have here? Because after all, those of us that are not in the medical field look to these folks for knowledge and for an example.
Well, healthcare workers are a microcosm of the rest of us, and there is about a third of the population that has indicated hesitancy about whether or not this is something they think is right for them. And there's no reason to think that number would be smaller among healthcare workers. I'd also note that you talked about nursing homes and other places, that much of this workforce is disproportionately African-American, Latino. These are groups that have been very poorly treated by the healthcare system in the past, have some understandable mistrust of the healthcare system, and so may have a few extra barriers before they're going to feel comfortable that this is something that's good for their health.
What's new at Health Affairs this week?
Well, our January issue just came out, and one particularly interesting paper is by Adam Schwartz at the Mayo Clinic and colleagues. We live in a world where we're used to looking at product ratings before we make a purchase, and they found that a patient coming in for a knee replacement or a hip replacement says they'd be willing to pay on average about $2,500 to $3,000 more to be treated by a surgeon or at a hospital with one extra star in a five-star rating scale.
Health Affairs Editor-in-Chief Alan Weil on Skype. Read more about the study he mentioned at the end at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.